This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A pair of bills is targeting 24 lawsuits against Washington dairies calling for tens of millions in retroactive overtime pay for the past 3 years. This after the state Supreme Court's November ruling removed agriculture's 60-year exemption from paying overtime. Dairy farmer Rich Apple says even people outside of agriculture understand the retro pay is just plain wrong.
It's creating an uncompetitive landscape for us to compete against other states that don't have to deal with all the issues that we are dealing with, whether it comes from the environmental side or the labor side or animal welfare, animal rights. It seems like it's just never ending.
This type of ruling, Apple says, is just the latest aimed at agriculture.
And I think that overall in Washington state, farmers are feeling pretty disappointed and depressed over a number of actions that have been coming down the pipe toward ag.
The sad part, Apple says, is that Washington state is allowing this.
It's wrongheaded to punish people that were obeying the law. I think it's similar to the speed limit. If they change a speed limit and say, well, now we're going to ticket you for the last 3 years that you've been driving through this zone at 50 because we've decided it's 35.
Apple says it's important that people support Senate Bill 5172 and House Bill 1217.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.